CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fired Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fired Up with CJ. Log on, firedupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. We're here with Fired Up with CJ. Her website, if you're looking to see CJ, and you can get her blogs and articles and see upcoming events and guests, firedupwithcj.com. It's easy to remember. Next up, I'm Fired Up with CJ. We have Karen Noe, who shares with us her book, Through the Eyes of Another. And now we're going to go right back to CJ and Karen.
Thank you, Cassandra. Welcome, everyone. I'm CJ Liu, and we are talking about the book Through the Eyes of Another. And what struck me about this book is how we love people and we carry so we love people and we often don't tell them how much we love them. And this book brings out this great idea of writing love letters to our loved ones so that they don't have to wait until their eulogy to hear how much we love them. So welcome, Karen.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I've been thinking so much of your book and the idea of writing love letters, and I wrote on my Facebook post, I'm getting to love this idea of writing, during Valentine's Day, writing love letters to each of my family members. And friends, like, I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. And then, you know what I got was the best post from a girlfriend of mine who said, I one day just decided to write on little sticky notes all the reasons why I love my husband. And I
saw
sticky notes all over the house.
Yes, I love that.
That's fantastic. And she said she did the same thing with her kids. And then her kids, she actually noticed one day for breakfast, they use them, they put them all in, you know, back into a little pad, and they read the note for the day. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, I love it, because most people, they're not aware that we love them so much and why. And that's what I say to write the letters.
I know. And I think your perspective, you're a medium, which means that you can talk to, to people who have passed. And I think it's so poignant that what the people say that they when they pass is, I wish I would have told the people that I love them.
Well,
right?
Yes, the whole point is when people come through, like you said, I am a psychic medium, and a dominant message that comes through is, I should have, could have, would have done all these things differently, and now it's too late. Should have told you how much I loved you. I should have spent more time with you, that type of thing. I said, why do we have to wait until we die to tell everyone how much they mean to us? Why can't we do it now?
Yeah, and then this was the idea. Is this what brought through your idea of, like, I'm just going to get a bunch of ladies, my lady friends, together and write letters? Like, how did that happen? The idea of getting...
What happened was, it's a kind of a long story. I'll make it very short. When I received this dominant message, I've been doing readings in the New Jersey, New York area for about 15 years now. And as I said, this message kept coming through. I said, well, why do we have to wait? You know, we go through a life review after we die, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But why do we have to wait until then to see how we've affected people? Why don't we do it right here and now? So I sat down, and I said, how can we do that? And I remembered an exercise that my children had when they were younger, where they were asked to write letters to their mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, telling them how much they meant to them. I said, oh, my God, a simple letter would do it. You know, that would be great. But what I found was it's when people pass, it's not the only regret they have that they should have told them how much they love them. They have regrets that they should have forgiven someone or asked forgiveness. They have regrets that they should have treated themselves with respect and they didn't. We see how we've, you know, affected ourselves as well. And there was all different types of things, types of regrets. So I said, okay, I conducted an experiment and I met with a group of people every month. And we wrote the different types of letters, and then we talked about the results. And the results were greater than I had ever anticipated. It was life-changing.
Can you share with us some of the results that you
got
from doing it? Yeah.
There was one woman in the group. Her name is Kathy. She had been going to therapy for many years, and she said the therapist had said that the letters did in 1 month what years of therapy couldn't even come close to. There was another woman in the group. Her name is Donna. Her mother physically and mentally abused her for many years. She just could not forgive her mom. Mm-hmm. No matter what she did, she tried therapy, she tried different healing modalities, and nothing seemed to work. So what we did was, and that's what I have to explain what a life review is, we tried to see through the eyes of the other person, because that's what happens after we pass. We're able to see how we have affected each person through his or her eyes. That's what a life review is. It's almost you are that person. So if you were good to someone, you can feel that as if it's your own. If you were not so good, you can feel that as if it's your own. So through this, the letter writing, Donna, we were trying to allow her to see through her mother's eyes why she did what she did. And she was finally able to see, you know, her mother was the oldest of 8 children. She was never shown love, so she wasn't able to give it and things like that. And she finally was able to forgive her mom, whereas nothing else worked. You know, I'm not saying what her mother did was right. As a matter of fact, it was wrong. But Donna was finally able to understand why, and she was able to let it go.
Yeah. So. And I think I actually have done this with a client of mine who had a family who basically rejected him because he was gay. And he had so many instances of rejection in his life and so much stored up anger and hatred and feeling not accepted. He wrote these letters. He just wrote, in this case it wasn't a letter so much as just processing everything that he ever thought about it and just kind of wrote to them. And he didn't send the letters. He just, you know, and as you said in your book, you don't have to send them, but the process of writing those letters was just so powerful because all that stuff is stored inside of you.
Yeah. The important thing about writing the letters, they have to be positive because that's what happens. You have to see the bigger perspective. And sometimes it's easier said than done, especially if someone is rejecting you. So what the idea is, as that type of letter would be a forgiveness letter, trying to see through the other person's point of view why they're doing what they're doing, trying to see how we affected them in any way, just trying to understand them a little bit better, trying to see the purpose and why and all of that. And in so doing, then trying to explain your point of view through your eyes why. I know it's kind of complicated, but in his circumstance, he would say, you know, this is who I am, and I just wanted you to love me and that type of thing. And trying to understand, I could see that I hurt you, but I never intended to, and I'm really sorry if you, whatever, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's, I think the thing about writing those letters of forgiveness is they're really hard to do. Like, to even get to the point of writing it, I think, is hard. How do you, I mean, I know that one of the things that you're saying, the first step is to understand their perspective, and the second step, perhaps, is to understand your perspective and articulate it in a kind way. Before those steps even occur, you have to be willing to write the letter, which is hard, right?
It's extremely hard, and especially the worst, you know, they did really horrible things to us. It's difficult, but it's important to understand, it's a wonderful saying I always use, it's not the snake bite that kills us, it's the venom that's left behind. So when you understand that, you do it for yourself, even if you don't want to do it for the other person. You know, you want to let it go. You don't want to carry this around with you, you know, and you'll feel freer. And whether or not you want to mail it, this type of letter, that's one of the hardest ones to mail. But, you know, it really is the most beneficial if you do. And whether or not they answer you, it's their problem now. Now you leave it to them, you know.
Yeah, or you've let go of whatever shame, guilt, anger, whatever that you were carrying around with you. And now it's up to them to figure out what next to do with it. So we'll be right back talking more about love letters and letters of forgiveness. We have Karen Noe, author of Through the Eyes of Another. And make sure, folks, to get updates on upcoming shows, articles, and coaching tips by finding us on www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. Fire It Up with CJ is now available on iTunes. So this show and all her previous shows, you can go to iTunes and do a search, and you can download them for free as always. I'm Cassandra from CBS Sky Radio. We're going to go right back to CJ and our guest, Karen Noe.
Thank you, Cassandra. So welcome back, everybody. We're talking about how you can live life with no regrets. And one of the ways that you can do that is basically writing letters of love and letters of forgiveness and making sure that you treat each other and treat even yourself with respect. These are things that our guest Karen Noe found out through being a medium, that these are the things people usually regret when they die that they haven't done. So welcome back, Karen.
Hi there.
So tell us about, you were talking a little bit about some of the benefits, how this one gal had accomplished in a short period of time what would have taken her years to accomplish in therapy, someone else who was able to forgive her mom for a period where she was holding a grudge for a long time. Mm-hmm. What are some other ways that it's helped you in writing these letters?
It's helped me so many ways. One example is my mom. I wrote her, I was very lucky. I had a very loving, positive mom. She raised me and my sister basically by herself. I always knew I was loved. And I wrote her a letter of love and a little bit of regrets on my point, you know, on my part, saying that I should have visited her more often, but I lived a few hours away. And to make a long story short, my mother loved that letter. She just loved it. Now, if we fast forward a few years later, she came down with cancer. And so I went to visit her. She was in hospice. Her hospital bed was in the middle of her room. I went into her bedroom, and I saw the letter that I had written to her years earlier right on her desk. So I said, oh, my God, this is perfect. Everything I need to say to her is right here in this letter. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I took the letter, and I pulled a chair next to my mom's bed, and I read her the letter. And she was unconscious before. She was not aware, supposedly was not aware of what was going on. And as I was reading her the letter, she lifted her hand to her face, and a tear came down from her, you know, from her eye.
Oh, beautiful.
I know. And she heard.
You're not supposed to make me cry.
I know. And I said, oh, my God, what? How lucky was I to have had that letter right there? I mean, everything I needed to say was right there. And the reason why I'm sharing this story, I'm not saying to wait till somebody dies to read them a letter telling them how much, you know, you love them. I'm telling you actually to say it before it's too late. Tell them how much you love them and why. And, you know, forgive them if they did something to you, or to ask their forgiveness if you did something to them. You know, and I was lucky enough to have had done this already. You know, how grateful I am. But it really was a wonderful experience for me. And I have a lot of stories like that. I wrote letters to my children. At the time, I was going through a divorce, and I tried to see through their eyes how that affected them. And they truly felt heard after I wrote the letter, trying to see, oh, yes, I never intended to hurt you, but I did nonetheless. You know, I'm trying to see through their eyes. Mm-hmm. And, our relationship got stronger because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So those those type of things. I really,
beautiful,
it's very
stories.
Beneficial.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful stories. Hit me right in the heart. I'm a boss. Okay.
Yeah,
here's the question.
Really, the best part is, you know, and if somebody you know is unconscious, I assume they hear you, because with that reaction, I know my mom heard you. So if you have someone who happens to be dying, or talk to them and tell them everything you need to say to them and why you love them and whatever, they will hear you.
I love that. All right, so tell us about what I thought was so interesting. And it seems like, shouldn't you be able to just know how to write a love letter or forgiveness? But what are some of the kind of guidelines that you have?
Yes, well, you should know how to. But a lot of times as we were going through this group, sometimes they got off to a negative. There shouldn't be anything negative other than apologies. Like, you shouldn't say, you did this to me and this. It has to be very positive. Okay, sometimes, like I said, easier said than done. So it's like when writing a letter to forgive someone else, you want to include everything you love or appreciate about the person, even if it's something minor.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to say something like that, and you want to make sure you don't want to attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the recipient will only be responsive if they feel safe
mm-hmm.
and not judged.
Okay.
And you want to conclude the letter on a positive note, and then you decide whether or not you want to mail it. You don't have to. But you will let that go. The subconscious of the other person will feel that on some level. But the best results would be if you did mail it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you had said before that in the forgiveness letter, You want to talk about a little bit of how it affected you. But isn't that getting kind of negative, or how does that? How do you approach that, and not in a positive way?
How it affected you as well. When you're trying to forgive someone else, you try to say yes. Sometimes you have to do it in a loving, positive way. You could say, "This is how I felt," although maybe your intentions weren't to do that. But this is how I felt. So you have to be kind of kind. So you have to remember their reaction to this as well. You're trying to forgive them to make peace with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, again, it's easier said than done sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I think so. It says, start off a letter of gratitude, be kind to yourself, and give details from your point of view as to why you acted in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's the hardest part, to be kind. Because, you know, if you still have stuff that's unresolved, it may not come out so kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I had written a letter to someone who did something to me as well, and it was very difficult trying to see my point. Like, I really didn't see that I did anything negative. That's not the typical case. A lot of times in a divorce, for example, I wrote a letter to my ex-husband, and of course I saw my part in it. I was able to understand through his point of view what happened. It wasn't either of us. Neither of us were wrong. We were just both very different from each other. And that's what happened. And I was trying to understand through his point of view how I affected him as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, got it. I see. So it's you taking accountability for your part in the interaction. It's
absolutely
not like you did all these things to me, and this is my letter of forgiving you. It's not like that kind of energy.
It's not that way at all. It's trying to make peace so that you don't you want to do it now before it's too late.
Yes, yes. And I think that there's so many ways in which we. Because, you know, my brother had a problem with my dad, but I don't think he ever really resolved his angry feelings. And then mm-hmm. it kind of just is baggage that you carry around, I think, with you, and that you continue playing out in your life in other ways until you just acknowledge what it is and release it.
Yes.
So it's some of the letters for a gratitude letter. I love some of these ideas. How does this person make a difference in your life? What are some of the things you loved or admired about this person? Why are you thankful that this person is in your life? Greatest qualities that this person has?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel when you're with this person? How has this person grown or changed for the better? Why are you proud of this person? If you wrote these things to every person you loved.
I wrote them to the ones closest in my life. And you want to hear the best part? I wrote letters to my children, my ex-husband, my mother, my sister, you know, those closest to me. And my daughter at the time, you know, as I said, we were going through a divorce. And before the letters, she was hurt. And our relationship changed, and we got closer again. And 2 months after the letters I wrote to her, she took the same concept of what I had done in the letters, and she took it a step further. What she did was she interviewed all those close in my life, my mother, my sister, her and my other children, my future daughter-in-law. She put together a DVD, and she asked them all why they loved me and some memories that they have of me. Now, that was the best gift I ever received. It's amazing. And I even have my mom on there. She has since passed. And she comes on, she comes on the DVD and she says, "Hi, sweetheart. I love you so much. If I was there right now, I would give you a big hug. And I remember when you were born, you had a curl in the middle of your forehead." She just went on and on. I just watched that again last week. Incredible. I mean, so my daughter actually took that same concept and she took it a step further. I can't believe it. It was just amazing.
Well, I love the idea of it being by your mom's bedside or my friend and having those notes and her daughters reading those before mm-hmm. they eat morning breakfast or you watching the DVD. They're just little touch points because sometimes we forget how much we're loved.
Yes.
And I love the idea you talked about one of the most difficult letters to write was the one for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I barely hear you right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. In your book, you talk about one of the hardest letters to write was for yourself.
Sometimes that's the most important because after we die, we go through a life review, as I said before, and it's at that time that we see the beautiful light that we are. We don't realize that until then. And we see how we didn't treat ourselves with the respect and love that we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, if you write yourself a letter, you could sit down and see how you can improve your own life, because nobody else is going to do it for you. So when you write the letter to yourself, you could say, "I love you," and why? That was one of the hardest I wrote. I had to figure out, you know, I'm always wondering, you know, trying to do good for everyone else, and I always put myself last. Mm-hmm. And when I wrote this letter to myself, it changed my life because I started sticking up for myself, saying no when I don't want to do something and things like that. Mm. So that one might be the most beneficial of all.
Yeah. Love it. So, folks, get the book Through the Eyes of Another. There's a lot of wonderful stories that Karen shares with from her letter writing group, her personal experience, and it also has these wonderful guidelines because sometimes it's hard to just figure out what letter to write and how to write it. So thank you for putting together this beautiful book with all these great ideas in it, Karen Noe. So thanks for being here, Karen.
Thank you.
So, folks, make sure to join us next week when we talk to Kent Smith, who works at NASA, and she's going to offer some ideas on how we can take some journeys that don't involve taking a space shuttle. And then we're going to also talk to Eleuther Lish, who is a good friend of mine, who works with getting gangs off the street through Buddhism compassion. So, folks, join us next week, and thanks for everyone. Thanks again, Karen.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.